And bring us back to complete Shuva in front of you. Rabbi Ben Yakar, who is the Rabbi of the Ramban, says the idea of Hachzireinu is put us into a situation where we have to serve you. Put us into a situation where your rule over us is self-evident, and therefore we'll behave as servants should in front of a master. But when we're talking about Rachazireinu b'shuva shleima fanecha, it's important to bear in mind the words of the Rambam in the 7th parak of Hilchas Tshuva, where the Rambam talks about how incredible Teshuva is, how yesterday, before doing Teshuva, a person is separated from the God of Israel. As the Pasuk says, your sins, your iniquities, create a separation between you and your God. And now, after doing Teshuva, the returnee is absolutely attached to Hashem, to His presence, to the Shekhinah. And therefore, says the Reb David of Tolna, V'hachazireinu b'shuva shleima lefanecha. The main aspect of tshuva is really like it says in Pirkei Avos, that every single day a voice comes out of Har Chayrev, of Har Sinai, and says, Shuva Bonim, come back, return. What is that voice that comes out of Har Sinai every single day? Do you hear it? Do you hear it? And you tune into it. Says the Talmud Rebbe, and this is echoed by others, and the Siv Shalom says similar. These are the Hurri Tshuva. There's thoughts of tshuva that a person encounters every single day. How do you know? How do you know it's real? When a person feels a genuine desire to draw close to Hashem, and the heart is burning to come back to Hashem, and you realize that Hashem is Mamalakal Almin, Barakal Haylamos, Hashem fills the world with godliness and created the world. We subjugate Hashem. We subjugate our finite beings, our essence, to Hashem. We're brokenhearted in front of Hashem. We're enlightened as to the existence of Hashem and our relationship with Him. That's your Hurri Tshuva. The feeling of the desire to come close to Hashem in truth, in sincerity. That is the voice that emanates from Har Sinai every single day. Certainly, hot on the heels of Shavuos, where we heard Hashem's voice. That was something that will never repeat itself. Mass revelation was one time. One time and never again, as predicted by the Torah. But there is a constant echo of a voice. That's a baskal. It comes out from Har Sinai and says, Shuva Bonim, return. Return our sons. Return to Hashem. Return with sincerity. Return with integrity. As Vachazireinu b'shuva shleima lefanecha, Hashem, set up the situation where we can return to you with all sincerity.